Ladies and gentlemen, Itmar.
His Excellency has arrived on Songtopia with his head full of ideas and his shoes full of sand. But still he remains...
Not the pride and joy, Mr. Penland Boy, oh, it's useless to roam when troubles brew in his doing and hand, the man again.
Make way for his Excellency, the Governor of Songtopia, Thomas Endley. Hello, folks. Well, what a desert island. I've stood in this black marketplace for the last 7 years, and all I've received is a lot of white looks. And I crown it all, Hotchkiss is on the island. Lucky for me, that elephant mistook her face for a currant bun. Well, now I must prepare my address of welcome to the Chief Generalissimo, Bigger Banger. Dear Bigger, I take this opportunity...
Into the shame?
Into what a shame?
Four men walked from Tasker to London looking for work, and when they got there, they found the work and walked from Tasker to London looking for them. Into the shame.
Was that Chief Bigger Banger's son, Gov?
Yes, he's one of the little biggers. Where was I? Oh, yes, addressed to the Chief. Dear Banger, I...
It's not true.
It's not true?
I told them it wasn't, but they said it was.
Then it can't be.
That's what I said, but they wouldn't believe me. Oh, you believe me, don't you?
Oh, of course I do.
Then you'll tell them it's not true?
Yes, it's a lie.
Oh, you angel.
Oh, just a minute. What's not true?
What they say about Dixie.
Mother was right. I should never have gone on the stage. Well, I must say I like the Chief's wife. What a lovely bunch of girls. Especially the one called Skinny Boko.
A tin of cocoa, sir. I don't mind if I don't.
Well, Carl, fancy meeting you at the end of a teetotal queue. Well, I'm not asking you to drink it, you know.
Oh, thank goodness for that, sir. I wouldn't wish that stuff on my worst enemy.
Your worst enemy? What, you mean your liver?
Sir... Don't speak lightly of my vital organ.
Your mighty organ, eh? Who plays on it, Brandy McPherson or Reginald Port? Anyway, I didn't know you still had one.
Yes, sir, I've carefully preserved it.
So that's where my tiddler jar went.
I'm leaving it to the British Museum.
Is it in Technicolor?
Naturally, sir.
Well, let me know what time it's on, and I'll bring the kids to see it.
Think what it's cost you. And what it's lost me, I'll have to pay for. It must have cost me half my pension, has my liver.
And your nose.
You know, when he was a young man, he did a nosedive off Tower Bridge and set the Thames on fire. Lemme, I hope that's not Hotchkiss. Come in.
I've managed to get it. It was very difficult.
Oh, you have you?
Yes, I'm afraid it'll cost you a lot of money.
Oh, I'm glad of that.
Well, it wasn't easy to get it for you.
To get what for me?
The black baby.
The black baby? What should I want a black baby for?
For crying out loud.
What's that, Gov? Well, the baby says he's now appearing with I've a loud bellow and perchance to scream. I say, Gov, don't keep calling me Gov. In future, call me Big White Chief.
Thank you, Chief.
Not handkerchief. I said Big White, not Big Wipe. Now, send in my personal secretary, will you? And I don't mean Hotchkiss.
See me first, will you, mister?
Oh, hello. It's one of the cabin boys. Where's your partner in grime? Swapping the soap for bananas?
Here I am, mister. And the name's Scrubby.
Now, what's your pal's name, Ponsonby?
Yeah.
Hey? Oh, right. First time. What have you been up to?
Nothing.
And you, Scrubby?
Nothing.
Well, what's your job here?
I don't do nothing.
And yours, Ponsonby?
I don't do nothing, neither.
When did you two leave Eton?
Last half.
Why?
They couldn't learn us nothing.
Was that the only reason?
Well, we didn't pay nothing, neither.
Nothing, neither? Tell me, boys, why did you run away from the BBC Repertory Company? Much ado about nothing, I suppose.
Dan!
How about the job, mister?
Yeah, what about it?
All right, start today.
What's it worth?
Nothing. How different from the cycling days of Lord Nothing. Well, I must get on with my speech. I'll have no more interruptions, and thank goodness there's no phone here.
No, Chief, they have the Bush Telegraph.
Bush Telegraph? What do they use, the Gauss code?
No, they tap out messages on the drums and things.
Drums and things? Well, the drums and things. Oh, I see. They only get an answer back on the biggity bings, eh? I see. Drums and things.
No, drums. Listen. Ooh. That must be 20 miles away. What's it say, Chief?
I don't know. I say, do it again, please, at plantation speed. Listen, keep the pot a boiling. Mighty fine. Keep the pot. Lummy, it's Big Bill Cannibal.
Listen, bud. There's another drum picking it up.
Yes, look what it say. Mr. Handley. Mr. Lummy, it must be Hotchkiss. It is Hotchkiss. Come on, Herb, it isn't healthy around here. Let's get out, quick.
Through this door.
Right you are.
Oh, will you be quiet now, you noisy little spalpeen? Do you hear what I tell you?
Oh, it's Riff Rafferty bathing a pickaninny.
I'll have this black off you if it takes me the whole night.
Now, stop that, nurse. You can't make a nasty drop out of a pontifract cake. If you want to get it white, rub it over with a cream bun.
Hello, Tommy, me boy.
Well,
oh, I'm in the dibble zone fix.
Well, can't you find any black talcum powder? Or are you having trouble with a witch doctor?
Bad cess to him. Has he been after giving you one of his pills?
What, do you mean one of those coconuts full of castor oil? No fear. Does he want to marry you?
Well, he keeps trying to make a date for dinner. He's always at me.
Well, tell me, does he keep prodding you with a fork and saying roll on Christmas? Well, I should be very careful now.
Ah, go on. Well, I'll be away now and give the children their medicine.
But there's nothing wrong with them.
Oh, I'll soon cure that. Ta-ra, Will.
Ta-ra. Why, she's a wonderful nurse. You know she can whistle Ba-Ba Black Bag with a safety pin in her mouth. Hello, there's a crowd collecting. I must see what's going on.
Clap around, everybody. Come nearer, please. Ha-ha. I have here three crowds. The one clean.
And one is the clean.
Ha-ha. Now I shuffle them so.
Keep your eye on the clean.
Oh, I know this game. It's Find the Geisha. All right, I'll have a bob on that one. Go on, turn it up. There you are. It's the queen.
How did honorable gentleman no collect cards?
Ha-ha.
Because it's my honorable pack, you fatheads, and I marked them yesterday. Ha-ha. Now get clacking. Go on.
What do you want to do? Ha-ha.
Well, I don't know. Trying to catch me, Herb, eh? For I was the man who taught that Emperor stripped Jap naked. Come, chump.
What's that, Gov?
Sounds like a wig-wagger bird.
Wig-wagger bird?
Yeah, sits on a twig with its wig on one side and its wagger on the other.
Looks more like a girl, Gov.
A girl?
Yes.
Oh, dear, and me in my mosquito pants. Are my knees red?
Hello, white boy.
Hello, brown girl. Meet my Dutch friend, Pale Hands. Herb, say something Dutch.
Cheese.
Cheese?
Okay, yeah, and coffee to follow.
What white boy doing here?
Well, I'm over here for a spot of big dame hunting. And this big cheese here is my camembert. What do they call you?
Banjo-Leo.
Banjo-Leo, eh? Oh, I know your family well, you plucky people.
Brown girl sings for white boy?
Yes, please. Run away.
Where to?
Oh, go behind the bam and boo. Carry on, brown bird, and afterwards we'll have two plates of jellied pipes, eh?
Oh, no. No can do.
No
can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say I no can do, no can do, no can do. I want for me to go with you, but no can do. You like me, I like you. I like for you to Romeo, you're Julio. No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say I no can do. The moon, she say to me, come on, come out tonight. I want for you to hold my hand and hold me tight. And love, it can't be wrong, and so it must be right. But oh, no can do, no can do. I like to do it, what you call it, teach the woo. No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say I no can do. Now, I dance.
Well, here we are, folks, in the Hammersmith Melody Jungle down in the forest. And I don't mind telling you something, sir. I wish you could see this dance. Now she's going to. Yes, she is. No, she isn't. She's trying again. She'll do it this time. What a dance. It's terrific. It's colossal. It's over.
No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say I no can do. No can do, no can do. I want for me to go with you, but no can do. You like me, I like you. I like for you to Romeo, you're Julio. No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say I no can do. The moon, she say to me, come on, come out tonight. I want for you to hold my hand and hold me tight. And love, it can't be wrong, and so it must be right. But oh, no can do, no can do. I like to do it, what you call it, pitch the woo. No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say I no can do. My mama and my papa say I no can do.
I say, Herb, what a smashing portion of passion fruit, eh? Order me a second helping, will you? Now, have my official papers arrived?
Yes, Gov. Kitty's Capers, Saucy Bits, and the Police Gazette.
The Police Gazette, eh? Well, let's have a look at that one. Oh, I say, Herb, look at this picture of me without a collar on. What will Mother say? And look at this advert. Tommy Handley thanks Governor of Brixton Prison for Happy Week. Always pleased to return and recommend. Oh, this is a bit thick. I should go to Dartmoor next time and be hanged to them. Now, where's my Macintosh? I must have a shower now.
Good morning. How are you? I'm sorry to hear it.
Well, hello, Sam Perfection. What the Llandudno Junction are you doing here?
I'm doing a bit of plumbing. Look at my lovely tools. I haven't brought them.
Well, send your mate back for them, as if anybody would work with you. What's that contraption up there?
It is my patent shower. It works perfectly. It's always out of order.
I see. Well, how does it work if it doesn't, can it?
You stand underneath and pull the string. A child could do it. You'd make a mess of it.
Well, you have a try. Keep your hat on in case it works. Are you ready?
No.
Right. Oh, Lovey, you look like High Street Banger on a wet day.
Oh, that was very funny. I enjoyed the joke. I'd like to break your neck.
And so we say fair feckin' to Slippery Sam as he passes down the gangway.
Gov?
Yes?
That old major you found on the islands wants to speak to you.
What, old Major Monday?
Yes.
Well, send him in, will you? Monday morning. I mean, morning, Monday. I got him.
You will notice, sir, that I am wearing my decorations.
Very nice, Major. I thought you'd been cleaning your coat with a Russian salad.
I hope you noticed my Crimea ribbon.
Oh, I missed it. Forgive me for being such a Sebastopol fool.
I was there when the Light Brigade charged the passes.
Charged the glasses. Jolly good idea, sir.
Delighted to see you, Chinstrap. Dead, sir, you look the picture of good health.
More like the picture of Dorian Gray.
Oh, what do you mean, sir?
You've got a guilty frame.
I say, I've been trying to think, Munder. When did you resign from the first foot and mouth?
When I joined the Rangers.
Oh, you want a transfer, eh? What are you playing now, outside right?
Remember old Fotheringay of the Filthy Fifth?
Yes. Did they marry old Bessie Bustleway of the Naughty Nineties?
Oh, poor old Fothers. I sat next to him the night he dipped his bread in the Brigadier's whisky.
There we are.
What a shocking dunkard.
Care to join me for tiffin, Chinstrap?
What is for tiffin?
Nothing. We'll see you later, boys.
I said, did I tell you, Monday, that motor cars in London go 80 miles an hour?
What? What's happened to the man with the red flag?
You know, I believe Monday's the man who relieved Lady Smith by cutting her corns. I wish she'd relieve me of Hotchkiss. I wonder where she's got to. Hello, what number do you want?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Out.
Who's that, Gov?
The Count. He'll be coming round in a few minutes. Well, that's enough official business for today. I'm feeling hungry. Let's have a bison full of buffalo trotters, eh?
Mr. Handler?
Good heavens, Hotchkiss. Herb, get my book out of Famous Last Words, will you? I nearly said them, too.
Mr. Handler?
Come in. My dear Hotchkiss, or may I call you Totty?
You may not, and my name is Harriet.
Well, let's bury the Harriet. I am glad to see you. When are you going back?
Mr. Handler, for some reason known only to the higher authorities, you have been raised to a position of great dignity.
Well, I'm doing fine. How's your father?
Don't interrupt. Do you think I'm here by accident?
Well, if you are, it's the worst accident I've had since my aunt kissed me with a mouthful of cow heel.
I flew here to be by your side.
Oh.
I know you can't carry on without me.
You'd be surprised. Why, only yesterday I chased Mrs. Biggerbang around the Chatsby with a prickly pear. What a child, eh?
Without me, you're like a baby in arms.
Mammy! What a big spotted veil you've got.
I'm not wearing a veil.
Then you're sickening for something. I should see the itch doctor right away.
You mustn't forget you're the governor here.
The governor? And don't you forget it either. And take that ferret off your head. Stand up. Stand up when I sit down.
Oh.
Curtsy when I pass by.
Oh.
Now bow three times and walk out backward.
Oh.
You beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll.
You half-wit.
Ukulele.
Oh.
There
you
are.
Yes,
remind me to conceal a panther under her blanket, will you? That'll put the claws in her contract. Gov! Yes?
I've rigged up the screen in the Coconut Grove for your latest propaganda film, but the projector won't work.
Don't tell me he's gone out on strike. Well, that doesn't matter. I'll fill in the gaps. Now, we better get along. Come on.
Will you be serving any refreshments, sir?
Hello, it's Curly Kale. What's Captain Cook? I mean, what's cooking, Curly?
Not much, sir. The natives eat everything I give them and the crockery as well.
That's why they're suffering from hiccups and sauces, eh?
Like to hear my latest story, sir?
Yes, I would. I'm doing a Masonic concert tomorrow night.
A man was living in one of those prefabricated houses and the walls were so thin he could hear the people next door changing their minds. Do you like that?
Like it? I haven't laughed so much since I spent a white Christmas with a man in black. Well, now I've got a serious job on.
Gov?
Yes?
I've just seen Frank Cantell on the island.
Frank Cantell?
Yes.
He used to do a bit of fiddling for me.
He's coming up the path with 8 lovely native girls.
Well, it doesn't take them long to get his desert island dusks. But who are those men with him?
They're carrying a case of beer and a pack of cards.
Oh, they're the musicians. Well, hello, Frank. What are you doing here?
I've got a note for you.
A note? Well, what's this? Let's have a look. Dear Mr. Handley, please excuse Charlie from work today. We lost the lid of the kettle and he's got to sit on to keep the steam in. Signed, Granny Shadwell. Oh. Well, I'm glad to have you with us, Frank. Come and have a gin and swamp water. Fall in and follow me.
That's it.
That's what?
The piece they're going to play.
Oh, well, what's the name of Spy Hughes who's arranged it?
Pat.
Pat. Oh, that's right. All right, play, Frank.
Thank you.
Jobs. Shall I start the film up?
Well, wait till I say a few words.
Pray silence for His Excellency.
His Excellency be blown.
His Excellency be blown. Who will display his famous film, Life in the Old Country?
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to show you a film which has great moral value. And in fact, it's nothing more nor less than a lot of...
Bunkum!
And the same for you with a leak in it. Start the film quickly, Herb.
Righto, Gov.
Stop, stop, stop. Now, wait a minute. Not so fast, Herb. The picture will be over before the people get in. Try it again, a bit slower.
Okay, Gov.
England today, a documentary film of the old...
Stop! Stop! What's the matter with you, Herb? Has the witch doctor given you a slow potion? Let's cut the opening music and put on Mickey Duck. Here, let me work it. Fancy turning the handle with your teeth while you fasten your bootlaces. Give it to me, Herb.
England today.
Come with me to the home of an English aristocrat. The typical Mayfair mansion. The Duke of Dingleberry is at breakfast in his plush pajamas. The butler sweeps in on gold roller skates and hands his grace a jeweled dish of fish. The Duchess is seated at the other end of the table, a quarter of a mile away. The Duke picks up the telephone and speaks.
Go, Crotch, and it's what you call this.
It's a kipper, ain't it?
A Jack the Ripper? Love me a down off pen and ink.
Herb, you fathead. You're showing the home life of Alvar Liddell. Now, folks, in Great Britain today, there's an abundance of everything.
Ha ha!
And far too much of that, too. Here is a scene in a general store, stacked to the ceiling with provisions of every kind. Hiding underneath the counter is the genial English proprietor, Mr. Nitwitsky. Now, Mr. Nitwitsky...
Nitwitsky's a
quiet colonel. The lady enters the shop and kneels down.
Ah, good morning, my dear grocer. Could I have just a teeny weeny pinch of salt?
You can have the whole sack. It's been empty for weeks.
Leaving this happy scene with a side of bacon under my overcoat... I bring you a special food flash. Britain tightens the belt. A few words from the MOI, the Minister of the Interior. Now, what is the average Englishman eating today, sir?
Oh, lovely grub, lovely grub.
I know that, but how much?
Well, to take my case, I have a light four-course breakfast, a medium five-course lunch, a high-course six-course tea, and an heavy seven-course dinner.
What, no supper?
I'm coming to that.
Yes, it's all right. Now, where do you get all this food?
The restaurant around the corner.
Well, who owns this place?
I do. Lovely grub, lovely grub.
George Gorge is on.
How do you think it went, Gov?
Well, I don't know. Let's ask this fellow in a fur coat. He must be a critic. pardon me, Mr. Singing Whiskers. What did you think of my propaganda film? Sounds as though he enjoyed it. Tell me, sir, don't you find that fur coat very hot in the tropics? Well, I shall look forward to the Sunday papers. Larry, it's not a critic. It's a monkey in khaki in two shades of blue. Come on, Herb. Beat it.
Hello, white boy. My father, Bigger Banger, he send you message.
What do you want to borrow this time? My other top hat?
No. He say, white man all come for dinner tonight.
Oh, how nice of him. Is undress optional?
You will come then. 9 o'clock?
Yes, please. I'll be there just before.
Oh, goody, goody.
Goody, goody. She's one of Vic Benson's young ladies. This way, Herb. I can smell the gravy. I hope he's got plenty of bread.
Oh, it's Mr. Handley. It must be Mr. Handley.
It is Mr. Handley. Hello, Lady Soundley. Is that a Pekingese or a muff?
Oh, you naughty man. Oh. It's my pet dog, Boodle.
Well, don't wipe your fingers on him at dinner. The chief's very particular. Now, where are the others?
We're all here.
Right, we'll all go in. Take my arm, will you? My leg's engaged.
I don't know what
happened. Quiet, everybody. Ah, there's his nibs. Hail, Bigger Banger.
Oh, chop, baby. I've been that way a while.
Aye. Major Monday, what does this Jungle Tucky minstrel say?
He says he's very pleased to see you.
Oh, that's Bigger Banger. Should we watch for dinner, Bigger?
Yes, you have your Antonio, my father.
What's he say? You. Me? Don't be silly, I'm on points. Chum, chum.
Listen to Tommy Handy in Itmar with Jack Train, Clarence Wright, Fred Yule, Gene Capra, Carlton Hobbs, Hugh Morton, Mary O'Farrell, Diana Morrison, and Lynn Joyce. The BBC Augmented Variety Orchestra conducted by Frank Gantell. Script by Ted Kavanagh. Produced by Francis Worsley.